When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online, and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Spark My Muse. I'm your host, Lisa Colon-Delay, and this is Soul School, episode 278. You will probably hear background noises of roosters, car noises, God knows what else. I'm in Puerto Rico. I'm sitting right now on a bunk bed, on the bottom bunk, in the volunteer house of Mi Patria. This is the organization that I come and work with in person a few times a year. And I also work for them as a graphic designer. I will have in the show notes at sparkmymuse.com for this episode ways you can see what Mi Patria is doing. Some amazing things with displacement and helping Puerto Ricans keep their homes, keep their properties, and rebuild when needed. Many other things they're involved with, and I hope that you will check them out. It is co-founded by two United States Army veterans, Carmen and Ray, both amazing people. Today is entitled A Pinch of Salt. Today I had a pinch of salt, and I began thinking about what salt is good for. Of course, we know that salt is good for many things, and I was looking that up a little bit in preparation for this episode, and there were just dozens and dozens of things. Salt is so valuable that Roman soldiers were paid in salt, and that's why it's called a salary, because that's where you get salt. You get it at a salary, a place where salt is mined. And we still have that word in our language today because of that. I also found out that salt is good for bee stings and rashes if you make a paste out of it. It's a good deodorizer. It can put out a grease fire. You can use a salt water rinse in your mouth that kills germs that cause bad breath. You can use it to keep the mold off cheese. If you take 2 tablespoons of salt, 3 cups of water, and soak a paper towel in it and then wrap it around your cheese, you won't get mold because salt works as a preservative. You can make your beverages chill instantly in ice instead of taking a while to do that just by adding salt. Just by adding salt to your ice bucket. If you use salt with lemon, it makes a wonderful disinfectant, a stain remover, and it can fix very bitter coffee by adding just a pinch of salt. The adage, I'm going to take that with a pinch of salt, means you're going to accept it, but you might still be critical and examine it to see if it's true. Salt, of course, adds flavor to food, bringing out its natural flavor and enhancing it. Another thing salt can do that people don't realize is when they're overhydrating, you can actually die from water. Not from the toxins or pollutants in water, but too much water will dilute the salt in your body and you can just die. You need a little salt with your water. And the thing that I used it for today, and I recommended to my housemate Dean, was to take it to stave off hunger. Dean had said to me, my housemate, "I just ate something, but I'm still really hungry. What should I do?" I remembered that I heard this and I had tried this before and it had worked with great benefit to me. When I've been trying to do fasting, just a 14-hour fast, 16-hour fast, stop eating at maybe 7 p.m. and then begin eating again at about 2 p.m. the next day, that works to have your body clean out its own toxins. And you can drink water and cough, but if you stop eating, your body can regenerate some of its cells. When my body is expecting to eat breakfast, it puts up quite a fight. It will act like it's starving. It will act like I'm doing something terrible and I'm just about to die, and it's going to put up quite a fight. But am I going to starve by missing breakfast and postponing lunch a little bit? I'm not going to starve. I have enough fat stores to last me probably a week and a half really easily. And what salt does, it helps with the chemical reactions in the body, helps with electrolytes, and it actually staves off the appetite. It is our appetite that will quickly have us believing we are starving or we are dying from our desire. And today I want to talk about staving our hungers and cleaning our wounds. Two things that salt can do, but in a spiritual sense, what is salt for us in the spiritual sense? It is our appetite that will quickly have us believing we are starving or we are dying from our desire. For me, a pinch of salt, if I'm hungry in the morning, say around 10:30, it allows for a barrier so that this insistence of my body is satiated. When you typically eat three meals a day, much of hunger isn't our body longing for food to stop us from starving, but it is the systems and the habits of our body to keep us satiated on demand, satiated on demand, satiated on demand. Fulfill the desires on demand. Anyone who's used to eating two or three meals a day can encounter a massive protest from your stomach when you miss a meal. The signal is sent to the brain as an emergency signal, a starvation signal. But there is no threat to one's life in missing a meal. There is just no threat to missing a meal. There is only discomfort. Discomfort, we might equate with suffering, real suffering. To starve is to suffer, but the body isn't starving. Until about 14 or 16 hours of not eating, then the body goes into a kind of starvation mode. Then the fat stores are used as fuel for the body, for the chemical reactions needed to keep the body going. And this is a good thing for us who have a little pudge. Any one of us who is healthy and normally well-fed can just have water for a few days and live off our fat stores in our body. What can really help in that time is just a pinch of salt, just from time to time, till you have your meal. But spiritually, is there any kind of corollary? I've been noticing down here in Puerto Rico a kind of pinch of salt that I need to take to reorder my life and to reorder my desires and to stave off any appetite. It is the reflection I need to do. Instead of acting out in urgency, acting out of my wounds, the interactions or the situations I'm in are abnormal to my normal life. And so it can bring up old things I didn't know were down there, old things I haven't encountered in a while, and that might happen to you too. I have written a whole lot on this as I've been able to reflect, and that is available in the Substack that I have for this episode, as well as pictures of Puerto Rico and the woman, Doña Elidia, that Mi Patria is helping. I'm helping with them too. The project we're working on for that, and some of the details, some of the pictures from that, some of the amazing scenery that is around here too. And so I invite you to go to sparkmymuse.com to go to the Substack page. Little Spark Stack is the Substack page that is the companion to this podcast episode. And I could really use your support, moral support, encouragement, funds also. I'm going to have to get to Ponce in October. I'm not exactly sure how I'm going to get there because Uber is like $145. I don't have a car. In Puerto Rico, you really do need a car. So I'm looking for a ride, and you can pray for that, and you can just keep me in your prayers as I am here trying to do my best, trying to help others. And on my days off, once in a while, I head to the beach if I can. As an aside, I also want to tell you that Broadleaf Books has picked my book for Hispanic Heritage Month, along with several others. And you can go to broadleafbooks.com to check out those authors, including my book as well. I'm really honored that they would choose my book for Hispanic Heritage Month, which actually runs September 15th through October 15th. Thank you so much for that, Broadleaf. So until next time, when I bring you a little update from the road here, I thank you for listening. You can feel free to reach out. I'm on Instagram at Lisa Colon Delay. You can Google me. Just Google Lisa Colon Delay and you'll find me. And I thank you so much for listening. I thank you so much for coming along with me for the ride. May you sense blessing and peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.